a maybe making slow wine for me, baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping, we jam in the island way.
Shout out to the
today is ours. Let's live it. And love is strong. Today is ours. Let's live it. And love is strong. Let's give it. A song can help. Let's sing it. And peace is dear. Let's bring it. The past is gone. Don't rue it. Our work is here. Let's do it. The world is wrong. Let's right it. The battle is hard. Let's fight it. The road is rough. Let's clear it. The future fast. Don't fear it. Is faith asleep? Let's wake it. Because today is ours. Let's take it.
Bless beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM on our new slot every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Happy December 24th. Now, for the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower. My name is Miss Trish. And this morning, as usual, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Terry, Farrow, and Gina the Great. Say hello, everybody.
Yeah.
It is that Christmas fever up in here. We opened up with the beautiful Lynn Whitfield from Greenleaf. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our Chief Enlightening Officer in order to bless this show and our kings and queens. Farrell, the floor is yours.
Blessed melanated rising, everybody. I am so grateful to life, God our creator, and to the ancestors just for making it possible for us to be able to be here this morning. And the intention for today is let this show be entertaining, let it be educational, let it be uplifting, and most importantly, let it be empowering to all our listeners. Wishing everybody peace, love, and positivity. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. So guys, it's Christmas week. Christmas is tomorrow. How is everybody feeling?
Hey, I hope White Santa brings you some cool stuff.
I trust.
You hope what?
White Santa. White Santa.
White Santa, he owe you?
Yeah, that's two Santas, I believe.
You have two Santas? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that
Black Santa's on my back. I know that. But White Santa?
Yeah.
Man, don't be cheap. Be pay up. Black Lives Matter. Don't be a racist.
pay up.
Okay. Other than that, how was your week, sir? How was your week, Mr. Lindor?
My week was phenomenal. I want to give a shout out to a woman out there. You know what? You guys make this life worth living.
And you said that in the smooth voice,
we
too. What happened to you this week?
Of course.
What'd you get? What kind of Christmas treats you got?
You're trying to get on the nice list,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
We're going to get into those conversations.
Let's switch over to Gina.
First and foremost, I'd like to give a shout out to my Capricorn brothers and sisters out there.
Hey,
we are three Capricorns in the family, so you know. So two of my sisters are Capricorn.
Okay,
and we make the world go round.
Okay.
Capricorn.
We make the world. Everybody else Virgos. Virgos make the world go round.
Okay, I would deny that one.
Don't get me started on Virgos.
Okay.
You're lucky because Capricorns can actually.
You're lucky. My parents
are
Virgos.
We can tolerate Virgos.
Virgos make the world go round.
Luckily for Virgos, there are Capricorns.
We could deal
I'm
without
saying.
Virgos, but that's I mean, hilarious. We could totally go without them.
Well, my dad's a Virgo too, though.
Both my parents are Virgos. I love them, but they're both on the cusp. So we Leo and you know the next one. So it's okay. Leo and Libra cusps.
Mine are deep Virgos. Well, my dad's a deep Virgo. Stick,
he's so. Quiet. He's a quiet gentleman.
No, he runs the world. I don't know what he's saying.
Shout
out Jersey Long runs the world.
Yay!
I can't counter that because you really just shout out. So I'm a whole lot.
All right. How was your week, though, G? Let's get into that.
So, do you guys bathe? Not bathe like
that. Wow.
Wow.
That's how she started. What do you mean,
do we bathe? Do you
guys bathe? I usually
give you guys,
give,
how Thursday
give you guys
morning
our favor before every show. I tell you guys when I get here. Lucky you guys, I showered today. You guys?
Yes. No, I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about taking a shower. I'm talking about, do you fill up your tub with water and
take a bath.
Oh,
okay. My goodness, sis. You had us crazy out here. Dude.
You know, I got a double entendre.
So no.
You say no?
No.
So I do it about maybe once. No, he does nothing.
No.
Farrell does not do anything.
I do it once a week. Once a week, I take a good bath.
Lucky. Yes. So I'm working on the
self-love
once a week
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be a once a month, now it's a once a week. Okay. And like, I'm telling you, I did the works. I had the bath bomb in there.
Amen.
Some Epsom salt. Actually, I did it because
Epsom
my body was really sore.
Epsom salt is good.
From my workout. Yeah. So the Epsom salt, I put on a candle.
Hey, girl.
Don't know me.
Ooh.
Get it.
Get it.
Hey.
Get it.
Okay. Aromatherapy. Aromatherapy.
Yes.
And a book.
Okay.
So I was in there.
What? All right.
It was
you were
going
to work.
You got
yeah
it in. I love it.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Kim. You were going to work
okay
in there.
I was you on the end of that table at some Christmas treats.
Did your fingers get wrinkly? No, because of the water and the tub.
I was reading a book. I was reading.
She just said she was reading a book, dog.
Sorry,
like, really?
I was multitasking.
Wow.
I heard water. I heard.
Stop it.
This is Thursday morning.
Yeah, this is a children's
it's
show.
Too early.
It's a family
it's
show.
Too that's early.
You're
so
right.
Yeah, I did that. That was blessed. And I took my nails out. I still. I can't take my thumbs out. They're bothering me a little. I gave up at the.
You don't have a
what
file,
do you mean you
sis?
Can't take your time?
So, yeah, I do, but I got tired of it. Like I got.
I know
tired
it gets tiring.
I'll take them off eventually. But,
it gets tiring. It gets tiring.
That was my week.
All right, we're gonna move on. P.
Yeah. Well, my week.
Oh, God, it's always something. Please be nice.
Okay, so first I have to apologize. I upset mad people with a post I put out. Okay, so
what happened?
Just context. Okay, so I'm in a conversation with a youth. Okay, and I'm trying to hook him up with a job. All right, there's beer jobs available, and I'm getting all kind of long talking excuses, and I'm like, yo, your problem is not having money. You're lazy. That's what your issue is. Like, you're talking about you need, but you don't want to do the work that's out there. And basically, and this stemmed from a point, like, I help a lot of people who own job agencies and stuff. We have a couple in the network. Big shout out to Nursa Dorismo. She owns an awesome placement agency and stuff as well. So we're always helping her find people who need work. So but it's a struggle. Okay, finding people to actually work is a struggle. So, yes, just off of the top of my dome, I'm like, I put out a post. That said, the problem is not poverty. The problem is laziness.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's the mindset of the person. I disagree with
I just want to say, I just want to say that.
I disagree with you 100%.
I want to say that Capricorns are hard workers.
So are Pisces.
We work
what
out in the streets.
So hold on.
It went nuts.
Explain yourself, though, because it could sound.
Of course.
Exhibit A.
Yes.
Exhibit A, you are saying that black people are lazy. Exhibit B.
I like this.
Saying that not all black people are lazy, but poverty could be caused by laziness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So which one is it? And go deep dive a little bit.
No, I have to just explain. First of all, I was given context. So it is really the fact that I was really being more specific to this lazy youth, all right? That was just like, yo, bro, you're being lazy is why you're not making any kind of money.
Ouch.
But
the reason for the outrage is because you didn't tag him.
Right.
That's the problem.
No, and the thing
who
is,
you speaking to, sir.
You're right. No, and I wouldn't do that. That's why I was just like, I'm just venting a little bit, right? But then when I take it in real context, I'm like, you know, that's a pretty senseless thing to say, Farrell. Like, you're off the top.
It's not your style.
It's real. And the thing is, it kind of is. I've had to apologize on my Facebook a couple of times just to say, guys, I'm a real person. And I do this on purpose on one aspect because I do not want to portray that I'm a perfect individual. I'm a community builder. I'm dedicated. I'm here for my people. But this whole persona of, like, this leader, this holier than thou, I think that people should not give anybody that kind of position. And understand that we have the power ourselves. So I do things, like, I don't say I intentionally drop the ball, but I keep it 100 all the time. And when I do drop the ball, I'll say, yo, I did not consider XYZ. This is really off the top of my dome. I was high. I can say all kind of random things. Things come up off the top of my head.
I was high.
It happened. Yes. I was vibing. I just, you know, whatever. And I felt like putting that
truth
out. So
is that we are not your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
This is like children listening to dirty rap music. The artist is not responsible for what your children listen to. You responsible for what your children listen to. So I don't hold you accountable for that. I really feel like you said, you're a human being too. And sometimes Christians even lay down their Bibles so to go to war. So you know what
right?
time it is.
If that's what it is.
Jesus right now. Now we say an MF-er.
So. Right. That's what it is. So you know. So I did apologize on my Facebook because I do. I of course when I acknowledge I make a mistake. I we spoke about this last show.
Sometimes the apology is the kicking behind.
I feel it was worth an apology because it was like a thoughtless post, right? Because you have to consider, like, you know, single families, single parent houses who are there, they're struggling, they're trying to do a thing. Now, that's on one side, right? But then there is the flip side, the fact that I'm also extremely spiritual being, living in a physical experience. So I do understand that we do have the power to influence our reality, right? So on another side, I could say, and I don't crucify me, but we do lack knowledge and information and understanding of who we are and what we are and how things are happening.
Education.
Right?
I believe you. I agree. 100%. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm broke because I'm lazy. But I'm not really lazy. I just don't know the information that I need to get started. So I'd be like, let me sit down. I am exhausted. I am exhausted with this. I am done.
Facts,
so
you know?
I believe that a lot of that comes from feeling deterred a lot of the times too. So when you do see poverty, I think we do got to delve a little bit deeper into what it comes from, because sometimes the mind is beaten down and can't take anymore. So when you see the people out there, you're not seeing them smiling and grinning, shuffling poor. They holding their head,
right? Facts.
They looking at the kids like, oh man.
I think the danger with this comment, in my opinion, is that when you, the capitalist system that we live in already pushes the narrative that if you are poor, if you are economically oppressed, then that is because you are lazy. So that's been a message that has been pushed by a lot of the system for a long time. So the idea of black people are lazy is something that we're going to attribute to the white man or the system. That's what they call us.
Right.
So if you go to an HR company tomorrow and then you ask them, could you give us the biggest racial cliche ever about different ethnicity? The first thing they'll say about black people is they are late.
They're always late.
And they are lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I think it's a super, super dangerous slope to go down to, because how do you call black people lazy, yet we were picking cotton and we built America?
400 years of free labor.
400 years of free labor of nothing less, not even close to laziness, and now you're going to have the audacity to call us lazy. So I think that coming from you, that is enlightened, that is aware, that is like, quote unquote, I hate the word woke, but you know.
Right, I just know what time it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that is slippery. That's what I would say.
Yep, no facts. So that's exactly right. And I accept that.
Just for the record, I just want to say this to all y'all out there, because I know everybody has its perspective, right? Don't y'all be sitting up there talking about, well, y'all ain't picked no cotton. I don't want to hear it.
It's in the DNA.
It's in the DNA now.
Facts.
So don't start it. I don't want to hear it.
Don't start. And going into that, Kaya, how was your week, darling?
My week was beautiful.
Good.
I spent my entire week hiding from the snow.
Nice.
It's not a game. This is something that I'm really experiencing right now.
Snow.
No, I've been hiding from the snow. I actually, this week, so later on, you know, I'm going to be talking about seasonal depression, because I think that it's something that we really need to talk about. So that, along with the entertainment, because it's serious right now. So my week was battling the blues, and a lot like Gina, I spent a lot of time practicing my submarine act. So I was in the bathtub soaking.
Yes.
And so it's beautiful. I had a great week. Thank you.
I'm happy. My week was cool. I mean, I have no complaints. But tonight, you guys, I'm baking for the first time. I'm nervous.
Like,
what you baking?
I don't know yet. So the thing is, I'm not sure. I'm just going to the grocery store, and when I get there, I'm gonna be like, what to bake and get for. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos and feeling inspired. So say good luck to my family, because I don't know how to bake for nothing. I know how to cook. I could cook curry chicken. I could cook jerk chicken, everything you need, Trinidadian roti, all that stuff. But see, the baking part, I'm no excellent person. But and I also made handmade gifts for everyone because I was like, listen, I love y'all, but you know, Trish got to do what Trish got to do. So
that's, hey, that's that. In the spirit of Kwanzaa. I love that.
Yeah, handmade is. I actually like doing that because I feel like there's more love into the gifts and stuff like that, giving them. And we normally do gifts on the 24th, although it's not going to be the same this year. Mm. However, I still made everyone's gift, and I'm feeling good. That's how I'm feeling today. So that's everybody's week.
Yeah,
let's get into the headlines.
Yeah, so that's perfect. That's a great segue because we have a great audio clip from our mayor. Hold on, let me see if I can get down here. Hold on, wait. Whoops, I forgot. I got to pause one thing and play the other. Hold on, she's so great, our mayor. She's awesome.
Yeah,
so let me hold on. Let's see if I get this. Yeah, let me see if I can get this. Here
I don't
we
even know who the mayor is. Is that bad?
Yes, it's bad.
Can you all pass me?
Okay, there we go.
Vous savez, en même temps, là, c'est dur pour tout le monde, la pandémie. Et si on est capable de créer un environnement dans un parc où justement tout le monde pourra y aller, parce que faudrait peut-être pas sous-estimer qu'il y a peut-être des personnes en situation d'itinérance qui pourraient apprécier d'aller patiner eux aussi. Eh bien, pourquoi? Vous savez, en même temps, là, c'est dur pour tout le monde, la pandémie. Et si on est capable de créer un environnement dans un parc, justement, tout le monde pourra y aller parce que faudrait peut-être pas sous-estimer qu'il y a peut-être des personnes en situation d'itinérance qui pourraient apprécier d'aller patiner eux aussi. Eh bien, pourquoi? Vous savez,
for English listeners who might not have caught that, what our mayor is saying is with these new COVID restrictions and us not being able to spend time with our families inside, we could go outside, right? And we could spend time in the cold with our families outside. And the advantage is that we could maybe go skating with homeless people. Maybe homeless people want to go skating, and we could go skating with homeless people.
Wow.
Is she providing the patterns?
Yo, you know
she sounds so excited.
Is she trying to shut the hell up?
The disrespect is so real. And you know what? That's how you know that our elected officials are completely and utterly disconnected with everyday people's reality, let alone the marginalized.
Yeah.
If I'm a person that is sleeping in the streets, I would tell her to shut her big white Caucasian privileged mouth. Because at the end of the day, I'm in the street trying to find food. Yeah. I'm trying not to die from the cold.
You're basically trying to survive.
Trying to survive.
And you're going to go.
And you want me to go skating?
That is some let them
eat cake. And she's enthusiastic about this. She has the audacity to be this happy.
It reminds me of the time when they had Philippe Couillard. Remember him? Mm. With his ancestral, side note, Philippe Couillard, he's the ex-prime minister of Quebec.
Okay.
And also, his great-great-great-grandfather was the first ever owner of a slave in the history of Quebec.
Oh,
Olivier
nice.
Lejeune was owned by his great-great-great-grandfather.
Awesome.
Anyways, Philippe Couillard went out. He was asked a question of how much do you spend on groceries of a family of four? And he said
$70. And I'm sure he said
family?
It proud. I'm sure.
I promise you. And then the journalist asked the question again. Said, "What did you say?" And he said,
"To make sure."
He said,
$70
or $75 is what groceries a family of four. And the journalist just it went viral.
Yeah, it would have to.
This guy hasn't shopped for freaking groceries in his little castle, in his little elected official.
No, no.
So,
yes.
So how are you representing the people?
It's
but you don't
have
the people.
They're drinking Pepsi and eating Pogos.
I'm about to say they don't have cooks in their house. It's peanut butter sandwiches, breakfast, dinner, and lunch
peanut
in his house.
Expensive.
Like,
damn.
Oh, you right.
Peanut
damn, guys.
You right. Eat that for a week. No, for four
speaking
people.
To the stick.
This is a problem that we got right now.
Get that stick up.
Assuming that we could all just make it work off of air muffins and cloud pies. We don't eat that. We don't all eat that.
Cloud pies.
Having sleep for dinner?
Yes. Sleep.
I've had sleep for dinner.
That's
of course.
Haitian thing.
Yes, 100%.
My father.
You hungry? Go to sleep.
Yep. My father used to say that. For all you non-Creole speaking and who be aware of Haitian. When I was young, I used to go, daddy, I'm hungry. My daddy used to say, and I'll translate for y'all. He used to say in Creole, ou faim? Aldomi. That literally means you hungry? Go sleep.
Go sleep.
You forget about your hunger.
You sleep the hungry away.
Yes.
That's what it is.
They're spending $70 in the house on groceries for a family of four, they're spending $700 a week on cocaine.
Because no one's eating food.
They don't need it.
They're not. They don't need
it. Cocaine, you don't need it. Cocaine,
you don't need food. That's your absolutely right. So that's just what it do right there. So that was awesome. Well, you know me, I gotta bring in the ones and twos. Okay. So no, that's not what I want to do. So now as I'm practicing here.
Barrel pressing buttons.
Yeah, okay, so you guys, all right, guys.
You'll be engineer of the year soon.
Yeah, no,
we should give out Empower Hour Award.
Thank you. For next year, so definitely what we're doing.
Gala Dynasty.
Yo, fast.
DJ of the year, Pharaoh.
Ones and two, trust me, I should be on. So, okay, guys, so last week we spoke about Spike Lee's movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Guys, okay, I'm playing the trailer.
Which one? Just put context, bro. Come on.
Look at you.
Oh.
Spike Lee's movie. And then the audience is like, what are these black folks talking about?
Listened last week, they wouldn't know what American we're talking
skin.
About.
There you go. American skin. All right.
No, I just paused. I thought Gina was going to say it. That's why.
I was Googling it because I was about to say the wrong name again like I did last week.
Okay, so. Facts. No, it's okay. It happens. So, yeah. So I want to. This is a 2-minute trailer, right? So, guys, I'm taking your mics off. No need to hear you guys right now. This is for you guys to hear this trailer. Hold on. It's super lit. Let me turn this up.
You remember me? How you doing tonight?
Doing well, officer.
Can I see your driver's license, registration, and insurance, please?
Of course. My license is right here, my wallet. It's all right, son.
You remember the night in July?
Hands up!
Hey!
Wait! Put the phone down! It's a cell phone. It's just a cell phone.
You knew he was unarmed.
Push the car and put your hands in the air!
Officer, please, he's just a kid!
You pointed your gun at him.
Okay, get out of the car, son. Easy.
You pulled the trigger.
Put the phone away! Put the phone away!
The grand jury determined that no probable cause exists to file any charges against Officer Randall.
This is my son. This is my little boy. You took that from me. The world took that from me.
Today we make that right. Hear me when I say this, because I'm only going to say it once. Don't stop filming.
Maybe you just give up now.
Why are we the only people in this country that are expected to do things without violence?
I didn't mean to kill your son.
What you did.
I did what I was trying to do.
I just want justice. That's all I want.
This is your jury. The deciders of your fate. Today,
you will be tried for the murder of my son.
Oh, yeah. Scared?
All right.
Are you afraid?
Woo! So, you guys gonna check it out or what?
Guys, so for I'm sharing this trailer on our page. For those who haven't seen it, when the brother is saying, here's your jury, they're actually taking people out of the jail cells who are going to judge these police officers.
A jury of your peers. That's exactly. What we go through every time.
Bang,
right?
Bang.
A jury of your peers, a black man's on trial and it's a bunch of white people. And yeah. Jury of your peers.
Yeah.
For those of you who listened, like the synopsis of this is a black father.
Mm-hmm.
Whose son is murdered by police
yep.
and decides to take justice in his own hands yep. by kidnapping
yep.
the cops.
Mm-hmm.
So
in I'm the precinct.
I'm excited for this
because
I know that when it comes out, they did it on Birth of a Nation.
Mm-hmm.
They bashed this man's life.
Mm-hmm.
They started to take out stories of him back in university and supposedly raping women.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I remember this because I followed Nate Turner.
Let them try to say something about Spike Lee. Let them try.
No, but it's Spike Lee and it's also, what's his name? Turner. Is it Turner's family?
Yeah, hold on. I think it's Nate Turner.
He did the movie about Nat Turner, but his name is Nate something.
Yeah, but we'll pull it up. But yeah.
So he got dragged during Birth of a Nation. The movie was so important.
Yeah.
And he took an old racist KKK movie and turned it into an empowering, because the original Birth of the Nation is where they had KKK people burning the cross, mm-hmm. running down black people. That's kind of like the first official racist movie out. It was a black and white mm-hmm. movie. Look it up. He basically took that title and made it an empowering movie that was talking about slavery. But more importantly, it was the first time that it was a slave movie where we were not the victims.
Mm-hmm.
He portrayed Nat Turner the way Nat Turner was, which is he walked into those slave owner plantation homes and he cut some heads off. Yep. Everybody got it. Nate Parker, there you go. Mm-hmm. So brother Nate Parker got murdered around the time when that movie got released. Wow. So anticipate, ladies and gentlemen, that they will come out with probably crazy stories. And the goal is cancel culture, which mm-hmm. I hate.
Yep. Okay.
You guys got to understand, cancel culture was invented by white supremacists mm-hmm. for us to cancel each other.
Yep.
Right.
When we go out and we say, Tory Lanez this, Megan Stallion that, right. when we try to cancel black voices, oh, Kevin Hart this, if you guys think that it's not these people planting these seeds on Twitter mm. and then having black Twitter go off by saying, oh, we need to cancel. How are you going to cancel a voice of a black person in 2020? Mm. Any voices
mm-hmm.
for their opinion?
Exactly.
For making mistakes?
Yep. Yeah.
Come on now. I'm not for that cancel culture. Life.
Cancel culture is toxic. And also, whenever we're not portrayed as victims, because when we have movies of when you see all the slavery and the victim, oh, this is Grammys, Emmys, this is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All these things, when it's empowerment, it's just like, oh, that's violent rhetoric. And did you know the person did this? And da, 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 da. No, because if we have an image of being strong and fighting back, they're afraid that we're going to do to them what they did to us.
Talk about it.
And what are the times we win? When do we win Oscars? Halle Berry wins an Oscar for being bent over on a couch by a white man.
Yeah.
Exactly. In Monsters Ball.
Denzel
Washington for being a crooked cop.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he don't win for Malcolm X.
Exactly.
Or for everything else.
Thank you. Exactly. So we got to be conscious of, and I don't want to sound like conspiracy theorists or whatever. I'm just saying facts are facts.
I'm just saying if it walk like a duck. That's what they try to say. It's these conspiracy theories because they try to diminish.
Marginalize us.
Exactly.
That's it. But that's not it. Moving right along. Bill 21. Oh, lovely, lovely Quebec. Bill 21 resulted in racism towards students, teachers. Research finds a supervising teacher justified failing a stagiaire because she refused to take off her hijab. Another was told it wasn't Halloween.
Wow.
Yo, I'm going to read a little bit more, just the first paragraph before I get a little enraged, and then I'm going to be done. Quebec's law on religious symbols appears to be emboldening racists to lash out against students, teachers who are members of minority groups, a new survey has found. Quite shocking, things were reported, and this was in the school context, said Brownwen Lowe, an associate professor at McGill University's Department of Integrated Studies of Education and one of the report's authors. This is a bill that's not supposed to affect teachers' education. It's only supposed to apply to teachers. So the fact that these student teachers are experiencing negative treatment and actions is alarming. That's what it says in the first paragraph. And it says the survey and its report were put together by a working group of researchers mm-hmm. from six Quebec universities and invited students and staff in the education departments of those schools to submit answers. A total of 1,000 people took part. Among the 423 students in education programs, 70 of them, or about 1 in 6, reported being a victim of or witnessing discrimination while either working as a student, teacher, or in the university setting. Unacceptable on every single account. Unacceptable.
I think this just goes in line with just us being in one of the most embarrassing provinces in Canada.
Didn't I just say that off the air?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I think
we are the laughingstock of everything because mm-hmm. this is ridiculous now. Wow.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's like it's there's not really much more to add to it, but we can add to it because I'm going to actually reference our very own Thierry Lindahl because Brother Thierry, this past week, he really had to drop some knowledge on the people. I don't know, Thierry, if you want to just enlighten everybody.
So, ladies and gentlemen of the Empower Hour, I just this week I had to lose my mind on our elected officials. And more precisely, I had to touch on the fact that we have a prime minister that goes on national television, Premier Legault, goes on national television and says, I am the elected, I decide. Let me tell you something, boy. your job as an elected official is to be, you see the mic that I'm putting my lips to. Mm-hmm. You are not the lips. You are not the hand holding the mic. You are the mic. You are that Amazon China made mic. Your job is to amplify the voice of the people. Now, this man has his role convoluted. And here's why. When he decides to shut off schools when he decides to shut off businesses instead of shutting off schools, because let's face it, if you look at the trajectory mm-hmm. of the second wave of COVID, it directly aligns with September. Mm. It aligns with the opening of the schools. And literally, he's gotten flack for it. Mm-hmm. And instead of coming out and saying, I messed up, we need to shut down the schools, we're going to put money for marginalized communities to have subsidies to stay at home with their kids, potentially get computers and be able to support at-home learning. Instead, he won't admit that he made a mistake with the schools, and he goes off and closes businesses.
Yep.
But here's the challenge. When you close off small businesses, okay, and you allow for Costco, Walmart, Amazon, all these big companies to stay up and running, you are killing competition at the expense of the people that got you elected.
Talk about it.
And my main point is this. If you look at Costco, Costco uses food as a grocery store to get you inside the door. But once you're inside the door, they do something in economics that is called cross-selling. Mm-hmm. They get you in the door, and then they sell you some gloves and some useless Fila shirts and Champion sweaters. Right. And then when you're about to leave with your $200 bag of grocery, even though you went in there spending $50,
yeah.
they got a canteen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you know what the purpose of the canteen is? They take all the leftover meat, all the leftover potatoes, everything that's about to go bad
yep.
that they can't sell
Talk
you.
About it.
They shift it in their canteen, their little restaurant, and right after you're done, they sell you these hot dogs, these hamburgers, and then people sit down and they
puts in.
Food.
Oublie
they
puts in.
So my thing is, how are you going to shut off our Boom Jays? How are you going to shut off our Berg's Canteen? Our Paul Toussaint.
Our Pub St. Pierre.
Our Pub St. Pierre.
Yes.
Shout out to Pub St. Pierre. Yeah. Damn it.
You owe me some pad thai.
Yeah. So how are you going to shut off our businesses, our black-owned business, brown business, even white businesses, mm-hmm. the small businesses, the local businesses, but you're going to allow these international conglomerates to stay open? And let's face it, none of them pay taxes.
Talk about it.
All of these entities, and I'll break it down real quick.
Yeah.
Amazon sells to Quebecers.
Yeah.
Amazon drives their truck on Quebec roads. Amazon uses Quebec electricity.
I got the bill for that.
There you go. Yeah. Guess what, black people? You guys are paying this off your income taxes
mm-hmm.
because you guys are slave into that matrix. And I am one of these slaves as well. So what ends up happening is Amazon says, yeah, we might be selling in Quebec, but our intellectual property for Amazon is in the Bermudas.
Yeah.
Our intellectual property is in Luxembourg.
Mm.
Our intellectual property is in Dublin, Ireland. And for those
tax
of you...
Tax havens.
Exactly. Mm. Thank you, Gina. I love you right now. So these are tax haven, ladies and gentlemen. What it means is they do not pay taxes. So what they do in a very... This is literally... You want to see gangsterism?
Yes.
Forget gang de rue in Montreal. This is the ultimate gangster rule, meaning I sell you shit. Sorry, I can't say that.
Yeah.
They'll bleep that. I sell you stuff in Quebec. My consumers are in Quebec. My distribution centers are in Quebec. But you know what? My technology in Silicon Valley is all licensed. Mm. I give a licensing right in the Quebec region, and this way I don't pay taxes. And the Netflix of this world do the same thing. The Facebook of this world, Google is incorporated in the Bermudas. So all of these people are skipping on their fair tax bills. And what I argued was, don't stop Costco from selling anything else. Let them be open. But you know what? Tax them.
Mm-hmm.
Take a taxation fund and then redistribute that money to close businesses like Pub St. Pierre. And according to my calculations, which are super conservative, Quebec, if he had the courage to tax all these businesses, Quebec would be given $3,800 per closed black, brown, white businesses.
Mm.
So how would you feel, people listening to this, if he did his job and was courageous enough to go and tax these people? And he has the power to do it.
Yeah.
Stop thinking, no, he'll never do it. Jobs will leave. They won't leave. That's what they do. These big businesses, they say, if you tax us, we're going to leave. And then small businesses, like we know, are the real job creators. Mm-hmm. Small businesses create 90% of all jobs Canada. Yep. Mm-hmm. Big businesses don't create nothing. But you know what? We know, you know, we know what's happening. Legault has some shares of all these big companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Legault is in bed with the pharmaceutical industry.
Yep.
Because in 2008, we bailed out the banks. Guess what? 2020? The big farmers are going to be that make that money. All my West Islanders, if you're in the West Island, next time you drive on the 40, notice you have the Pfizer headquarter on the 40.
That's
notice
true.
That you have the Merck.
That's true.
You have them on the 40.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal, West Island is considered big pharma epicenter.
It's true.
Every single big pharma is in the West Island. We are literally the hub for big pharmas.
Wow.
So guess what? You gain some weight during COVID? We got a pill for that.
Mm.
You're depressed during COVID? We got a pill for that. You think about drinking too much because the sack is open, but Pop St. Pierre is closed. Mm. We got a pill for that. Oh, you need a vaccine for this vaccine for COVID. We got a literally not just a pill. We got a shot
a
for that.
Shot for that.
So when we're going to look back at this in 2025, we're going to see a lot more addiction,
mm-hmm.
a lot more depressed people.
Mm.
We're going to see kids. My daughter. Daddy, when is COVID finishing? She's 8 years old.
Hmm.
My 3-year-old daughter said that coronavirus. So something's going to happen. We're going to have a generation of people, a lot of them black and brown, that are going to be at the receiving end of this entire mess. And guess what? The wealthier are going to get wealthier. Jeff Bezos of Amazon has tripled his wealth in the past 2 years. The man is worth $160 billion.
Yeah.
He's worth more than... And I hate to say it, is worth more than the entire GDP of Haiti.
Oh, my God.
Of the country of my ancestors. Where does that make any sense? That one Caucasian, the caucasity on these people to be literally making money while everybody's trying to survive. They are... Everybody's surviving and they're thriving.
Yeah.
Man, let me put down the mic. I'm about to go crazy.
It's the audacity for me, dog.
Yeah. It's caucasity.
That's just what it is. That's serious.
So that has been, guys, just the 24th. We have to rally up. You guys know how we get down. It's Empower Hour. So let's take a pause for a cause before we go into the next segment. Let's just have a little musical break. This is going to be Master KG Jerusalem featuring Gnome. What is it, Nom Sibo?
Jerusalem, ikayalami, ilondoloze, uhambe nami. Shilana Jerusalem ikayalami ilondoloze uhambe nami zungangishilana dawu yami ayikholana mbuso wami awukholana ilondoloze Oyami, I call Anna, Muso Ami, I call Anna. Ilondoloze, Suhaminami, Ilondoloze, 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 Sumangishi. Oyami, I call Anna, Muso Ami, I call Anna. Ilondoloze, Suhaminami. Oyami, I call Anna, Muso Ami, I call Anna.
no lo sé. Tú también a mí. Jerusalem, Israel, mi. Alema y callarme. Hilo no lo sé. Hambenami. Su mangishilana. Daurame. Aikolana. Buso a mi. Aukolana. Hilo no lo sé.
Bye.
Westcan Folk Performing Company would like to wish you all the best for the new year.
2021 marks 40 years of Westcan promoting Caribbean culture in Canada and abroad, ensuring that it is passed down to the next generations.
On January 10th, 2021, the participants in the Afro-Caribbean Folklore in Quebec project will be featured in a digital presentation of Caribbean folk dance, music, and storytelling.
Join us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Westcan Folk, WESTCANFOLK, for the virtual release January 10th, 2021, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. Come support Caribbean folk culture in Montreal.
Funded by the Department of Canadian Heritage, this is a CKUT
co-presentation.
So that was Master KG, and the song is called Jerusalem. Jerusalem. And that's featuring Nom Sibo. I don't know, I had to kiss my teeth like that. No, because I was vexed I wasn't reading it good.
Black people rule creativity.
Yeah, you know it. So it's the holiday time. So you know how we have to get down. We said we can't just have an episode on the 24th and not have some of our businesses talk about their experience, how things are going. So hold on, let me see. Microphone check. Can you hear us? Are you on?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I could hear you, sister. Okay, so now, we have one of the reps from the Lounge Urbaine on with us.
Yes, we do. My name is Fatim, and I am the manager at Boutique Espace Urbaine Montréal.
Hey, we love you guys over there. So, before we dive in, I'm just going to put you on the spot real quick. That's how we get down.
Yes.
How has this whole logo shutdown of our businesses, how is that impacting you guys?
It's impacted us heavily because it's affected the traffic in the store. Mm. Again, this is Boutique Espace Urbaine Montréal. Obviously, we would appreciate the walk-in because that's how a place like ours works.
Right.
But unfortunately, because of the shutdown, people are less reticent to step outside or even, you know, go to stores. So it's been hard, but we have come up with some solutions during this period, which has been really great. We've always had our online boutique, espaceurbaine.com, that has been a platform that we could refer our clients to.
Okay.
But most of our pieces are very unique, and they're the type of pieces that you'd like to see and appreciate in person and try on. So we are available to any and everybody who's willing to pop up at 6926 Saint-Hubert, close to Metro Rosemont. You can come through. Right now we're having a holiday special of 15% off. The promo going on until December 25th.
Good,
so
okay.
Please come and support us.
Good, all right. So for everybody listening, get there now. Holler now, call, email, check online, do everything you need to do. Do it right now. And again, the website one more time for people to check it out.
BoutiqueEspaceUrbaine.com.
BoutiqueEspaceUrbaine. We will plug it on our page for you guys. And honestly, just wishing you guys the best over the season. I know it's been an uphill battle, but here at the Empower Hour, we like to just make sure that our community gets this opportunity to at least plug, let people know what's going on. Just, you know, however we could support, we have you guys back. We thank you guys.
We really truly appreciate you having our back, Sarah. Like, this is something that is super special to us. We would like to say that during this period, one of the things that we have been able to create is an Afro TV swag. So it's Afro Swag TV. Mm. It is basically our version, our riff on the shopping network. Mm. It is something that is available at afroswag.ca. And it's where you can find 65 local brands who will offer you some Afro urban swag. And also, we have a top five right now under $20. So you can come into the store. You don't have to break bread to be able to make it, because we do understand people's economic needs at this particular moment. Mm. But we also want to keep in mind that we want to support our local artists. We want to support our local economy. And we also want to enjoy ourselves during these holidays and still remember that we can care for one another, show that we care, not just by buying things, but also by, you know, sharing meaningful moments with people. And one of those ways is to have something artistic done by someone local, and you are supporting your community, but at least you swagged out, you know? So.
I love that. I'm plugging it on our page. As we're speaking right now, I'm plugging it on the Empower Hour page for people to be able to check it out and support and follow. I love the concept. I love everything coming full circle, supporting the creator, creating an opportunity for the community to be able to, you know, get what they need at a reasonable price. Sister, I love what you guys are doing. We definitely appreciate you guys. Please send the love to Katie Antoine for us. Hug her up, kiss her.
We will.
You know that whole nine. Just let her know the love is felt.
We already know the love is real. We feel the love is real. This support means everything to us. We will be closed from the 25th of December to the 14th of January, 2021.
Why is that? Why is that, Queen?
Because of the shutdown.
Thank you. So you're closing.
You know how he do.
So let's rephrase this. You are forced to be closed.
And just give proper context. You're forced to be closed during the peak times of consumerism.
Okay. Shopping season.
Right.
Basically. The holiday shopping season peak. Yeah. We are closed on that period.
So where do you think
extra work?
Where do you think these people are going? Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can't get their local, if I can't support my local black woman entrepreneur and boutique, then I gotta go to Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's like you're forcing me to go to. Anyways,
but we can still order online, can't we?
Yeah, but not all of our businesses are online ready.
Okay, but we still order her stuff online, though.
What's the boutique? Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. One more time.
You yelled at her.
I know. We're passionate about this. No, we want to support our businesses. We're upset that the government is closing
us. What's the website?
One more time. boutiqueespaceurban.com. Right now, I'm looking at the Afro Swag page. So again, Boutique Espace Urban. You guys check it out.
I'm going to order there.
Yeah, definitely. We're all going. Thank you again so much, guys. So yes, definitely continue. Sorry, you have one more thing. Go ahead.
I wanted to say I thank you guys, honestly, for bringing such a light to this particular problem right now. And we're not the only ones being affected by it. We do hope that we're representing the majority of the small local business owners. And we hope that, you know, the community comes out and actually supports us and shows that whether or not they shut us down or whether or not they're trying to refer us to like Amazon's and them, we do have boutiqueespaceurban.com. Mm-hmm. We do have afroswag.ca. Mm-hmm. And we will keep pushing, because that's what we won't do is break. We're not breaking. We're making it.
Queen.
5 years strong. We're celebrating 5 years this year. So really, I'm super proud. And I thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Definitely our pleasure, sister. Thank you for being on air with us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, guys. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you too. Peace.
Bye bye.
Amazing. You guys will be getting we'll have a couple of interludes like that throughout the show. You know, just how we get down, guys. It's the Empower Hour.
Hey. Speaking of businesses, have you guys, well, actually, some of you have, because I showed you this morning, but Nick Camo sells cars at Richard's Hondas in Mellorville, Louisiana. I miss NOLA. And I don't know if everyone's heard.
I bet you do.
I do. The hashtag where the money resides.
Hold on.
Where the money reside. Okay, let me tell y'all something. I'm doing something real big this month.
We make stuff go viral.
Sorry, guys. We're here. I had to. One more time. From the top. One more time from the top.
It's a jingle.
Yeah. We going What a money reside. Okay, let me tell y'all something. I'm doing something real big this month.
We're all dancing. Deal, right now, I'm gonna be about $400. That video brings me so much joy.
Boy, it reminds me of that you about to lose your job.
And to those of you guys who don't know, he actually comes out the trunk of the car. Yes. That's the beginning of it. That's a cut line. Yes, I said, is he coming out the trunk?
He gave me my whole life. My whole life. That was my share to the team this morning.
What a beautiful share.
Yes.
But let me jump right into this week's affirmation.
Cool.
And this week's affirmation states that I am worthy.
Mm.
Okay. So, yes, thank you. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of happiness. You are worthy of a good life. You are worthy, period. So just have that affirmation, run with it, build with it, go with it.
Love that.
I like that.
I love this.
And so then we'll jump right into the week's fun goal.
Okay. Yes.
Well, it's a fun goal. I think it's an important goal. So the other night, well, the thing is, I don't have great sleep. So you know how some people can sleep for like...
Same here.
Yeah, they can sleep for 4 hours, 5 hours, and just be at it, right?
Yeah.
And so the thing is, it's not about the quantity, it's the quality of sleep that you have.
REM sleep.
Right, exactly. So they have this good quality of sleep, so they can run off of 5 hours, 4 hours of sleep off of what I call naps, because my naps are like 3 hours.
I can't nap. I'll say that, period.
Like, nap for 3 hours?
Yeah,
nap. That's not a nap. That's
a full sleep.
Like that, okay,
that's a full sleep for a man like me. Yeah, it's a full sleep.
It's a semi-sleep.
Okay.
However, one night...
Right.
I read this, is to take 10 minutes before you sleep and to meditate and breathe. And when we say meditate, in meditation, I know sometimes it feels a lot. You don't have to all these things. That's not what meditation is. Meditation is just, it's just a time for you to just quiet your mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just quiet your mind and let it go. Whatever happened that day, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. If you go to sleep with your mind overexerted, it's just going to fall into your dreams. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have good REM sleep. It's not going to be restorative. So just take the first 10 minutes before you sleep, meditate, breathe, release your tensions,
amen,
release your thoughts of the day, and achieve the best sleep possible.
And on this fact, there's actually a lot of data regarding sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
How sleep is basically... There's actually, I don't remember the name, but there's a scholar in the U.S. that argued that Black America is one of the most underslept
nation
in the history of mankind. So stress will impact your sleep, right? Economic strife will impact your sleep. Interpersonal relationship will impact your sleep.
Yes.
And you want to hear this study. He had a study that showed that during daylight timing,
Daylight savings. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
Which is pointless.
Exactly. Absolutely. But during daylight savings, where you add an hour of sleep or you subtract an hour of sleep, he measured in G20 countries. This is like a massive study.
Okay.
In G20 countries, he measured following daylight saving, where you added a night of sleep, cardiac strokes went down 21%.
Wow.
And the people that took away an hour of sleep actually went up 24%.
Yeah, wow. I believe it.
Following the 60 days of. So
right,
he directly correlated this to sleep. I think it's interesting. He has a TED Talk online.
Okay.
He has a Joe Rogan discussion also, a two-hour discussion on sleep. It is amazing.
Okay.
Definitely share that. Let's put that on the page, because that's something people need to... Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
Because sometimes I'll sleep for 8 hours and wake up tired.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Because I was sleeping and I was dreaming about work. And going through all these things,
it's like your mind is
things
not
that
relaxed.
I had, like it was zero REM, and then
I'm tired. Matthew Walker is the scholar of the PhD behind the study. Right. Matthew Walker,
good look.
Right. That was the fun goal of the week, but really it should be the fun goal of every night.
Talk about it.
You know, I think some people confuse meditation with just being like by the. You guys could do guided meditations. That helps as well.
Yes.
If you look on YouTube and things like that,
yeah,
if you can't just sit quietly by yourself because your mind goes somewhere else, you can totally do guided meditation. That works for me because my mind's always all over the place when I try to meditate. So that's one thing we could add too, because we're so used to being on our phones before we go to bed.
Absolutely.
We're so used to scrolling through until put your phone down. Use some guided meditation.
Put them in another room is what I heard.
That's another thing. A friend of mine does that. Yeah? Okay.
Vibration.
You know, as we're talking, I'm gonna see for our next show if I could get Fimo Mitchell. He runs a meditation group, a whole meditation center. It's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, that's dope.
Let's see if we can get him online. Just to talk and see how how the year went for him, but also maybe we get some quick tips from him in terms of meditation, how we could relax for 2021.
Absolutely,
that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Farrah, what's on your five-week special?
So,
what are we talking about today?
Awesome. So I've been loving this. So last week, we spoke about who are you, right? Is where I let you guys, I reminded you that you're God, and explained, I gave the example of the jug of water representing God. You are the glass of water. You represent God in glass form. Okay, so now we understand the who are you. Now, and we alluded to a little bit last week, is my question for this week is, why are you?
Yeah, I like that.
So now, why are we here? And we touched a little bit where Gina was just letting people know, well, we're here to experience life. Mm-hmm. And it might sound trivial, but believe it or not, people, you actually just came to live. You came to actually experience life. Now, even using the example of the jug, so understand that when you're your glass of water and you have life experiences and you learn just positive things or what we consider negative, what we consider positive or negative, but the point is we have life experiences. When you transcend, now you never die. Energy is transferable, so you never die. Okay, yeah. So even this fear that they've have implanted into us as beings, it's a myth. Mm-hmm. So you never actually die. You just transcend. So all your experiences that are in this glass now gets poured back into the jug. Mm-hmm. So now you are contributing to the whole of what is life, what is the life experience. And then the next being that is being poured out of that jug has a little bit of what you actually had experienced. We all have this whole collective consciousness, this collective understanding. So we are really just here to add to life experience. And I want to also highlight the understanding of what is a positive experience and what is a negative experience. It is just an experience. Mm-hmm. We, again, interpret things as positive and negative because of what we've been taught and conditioned to believe. But now when you actually look at it from a different perspective and you understand that, I'll give a scenario, and I think I might have given a scenario in the past, but I'll give the same type of scenario, where if life is really trying to get you to go left and you keep going right,
mm-hmm.
life will make it that you break your leg, for example, and somebody has to pick you up and carry you.
Absolutely.
To where you need to go, carry you to the left. And really, so for us, we interpret that like, oh my God, woe is me, my leg is broken. Your spirit is seeing that as it was necessary to get you to where you need to be. So this is just for you guys to understand, again, why you're here. You are really here to live. You're here to enjoy your life experience. You aren't here to run a rat race and then retire after 50 years and basically hope you have enough money to make it through until you die. That's not what you're here for. You're here to add to the whole, which is just through your life experiences. So people, live.
Amen.
So before we jump into the business zone, I really enjoyed that call we had just now with the manager at Espace Urbain, that I said, well, let's see if we could get another exceptional individual on the line. So hold on. Let me see. Mic check. Ms. Tanisha Valiant, are you on with us right now? Mic check.
Hello.
Hello. Mic check.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How you doing this morning, Queen?
I'm good. How are you all?
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Christmas tomorrow. I'm happy.
We are here. Yeah. You know? It's the holiday time. So first and foremost, like we like to ask people, like, how is this season treating you? Like, how is the logos? How's that treating you? just please let us know.
Yes. Well, okay. So this season for me, I look at the year as four seasons, mm-hmm. four quarters. And so this last season has been, it's been tough. It's been like, let's just get through. Let's do this. Let's make it across the finish line. Mm. As a business coach, as a mom, as a human being, this year has been challenging. Mm-hmm. And, trying to be the rock for many people has been doubly challenging.
You're right.
I'm grateful to be alive, and I'm grateful to be able to, live in my purpose. And listening to you talk about living on this journey, mm-hmm. Grateful to be able to push myself to move into 2021 to be more, living.
I love that. I love that. And I have to give you a shout out. I forgot I went to do it right at the top. Because last week you were with us for the OFC end of year event. You hosted an exceptional panel. So we want to thank you for that. It was great. Oh, sorry, did I just cut you?
No, I said my pleasure.
Okay, yes, yes. And so for those who do not know, if we could just plug your business, the services that you offer, how can people get in contact with you? Just plug it all. Let people know.
Okay, sure. So, yes, my name is Tanisha. I am a business coach and business development consultant, which means I help entrepreneurs get organized, think strategically, build marketing plans, show up intentionally to connect with their target market, i.e. make money. But I also help small businesses with strategic planning, business plan writing, market research, and product development.
I have a question, because I know that a lot of people on LinkedIn are promoting their brands as being business coaches. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between you and all, let's say, these other business coaches that might not, you know, truly be business coaches or successful business coaches?
Good question.
Well, I would say, thank you for that question. I'd say two things. One is my background. I mean, I've literally spent the last 7 years just developing projects, finding funding for projects, writing business plans for projects. So I really have that on the ground experience that I can really relate with my clients and where they're at. But secondly, I would say that it's in my approach. You know, I take my time with the entrepreneurs I work with. I don't just see them as dollar signs, and they know this, and that's why they stick around. And I also tap into, you know, them as people. You know, we check in. How are you eating? How are you feeling? How are you sleeping? How are your relationships? You know, because it's not, you know, as an entrepreneur, as, you know, the core of your movement, your program, your project, your business, that needs to be balanced. And so I really focus inward and working out.
Interesting. I love that. It's a quality. And I could speak to it. I've seen it. Tanisha is a huge, huge, huge support. She's helped tons of businesses and organizations within the OFC to get grants, to get funding, to get financing, she's just helped them with direction. So definitely anybody who's looking like, this is it. The new year is coming around the corner. You have your business idea. You've been working on it. You're trying to bring it to the next step. You definitely need Tanisha Valiant in your life. So if we could Google her, we could pull up on all social medias, Tanisha Valiant. You have a web page too as well, sister?
Yes. So it's www.tanishaalexis.com.
Mm-hmm. We will plug it on the page for you, sister. And do you have any final words you want to leave with the community?
Yes, I do. Community, take care of yourself. You heard these gems, listening to, you know, these amazing people talk about the importance of taking care of yourself, breathing, detaching, detoxing the mind. Mm-hmm. This is so important. We cannot do anything without our mental, you know, being 100. And sometimes we think that we cannot live properly if we don't have money. Mm. No. Live properly if you don't have that mind on point, you know, and then you can't make money if that mind's not on point. And you know, put that oxygen on you before you put on anyone else.
Ooh, gems. Yep. Yes. Thank you again, Tanisha, for being on with us this morning. We definitely appreciate you. Wishing you an amazing 2021 and just continue doing what you're